There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session. I feel good! On Triple M.
Righto, Jimmy boy, before we go back on air tomorrow, let's look at our very best stuff from 2022.
My traffic party made headlines this year, so we'll get stuck into that and some of the funniest sporting injuries you'll ever hear.
Topics Brownless comes to the table also, Jimmy boy. And up next, we talk to Triple M royalty in Will Anderson.
Ow! Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy. I feel good!
We are joined by Will Anderson.
Of course he's welcome. Got his own door in here.
Well, thank you very much for having me for a start. Bill, at the start of the show, you were like, you know what day yesterday was?
Yes.
And you went with Banana Day. And I was just for a second, because of course yesterday was 420, the International Stoner Day.
Oh.
The 20th of April is 420. And I thought Bill was just about to make a big revelation that he'd been Cheech and Chonging on at 420 yesterday on the radio.
I wasn't aware of that.
Well, he did finish a show a few years back, didn't he? We said, what are you doing on the weekend, Bill? He said, oh, I'm going to pull some cones.
You met traffic cones out of the front of your house,
exactly,
right?
Right.
That's all that you're into, isn't
actually,
it, Bill?
I wouldn't know what a cone is, to be honest.
No, exactly. That ice cream cone. You probably had a few of those in your time, I'd imagine.
One the other night. Where did you used to sit when you're in here on the breakfast?
Where did I sit?
Yeah.
Where did I sit? I think
well,
I was.
I'm asking you.
I think I was where you were, Bill.
Well, you can't remember.
Have you noticed how quickly I've forgotten
what
it was like? Ed was over where JB is.
That's so Eddie there.
That's the big man chair. Das was over where I'm sitting right now.
And you were here.
And I was, that's the William seat. If your name's Bill, you have to sit in that end seat there.
I think
you're the one that is also easiest to march out of the studio. It's closest to the door.
Back pocket. Straight out.
You know, the funny thing about that seat,
what?
Will, is we also do the Saturday rub in here every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
If the game's remote.
Yes.
And so there's about five of us, Bernie Vince and myself and Damien Barrett, of course, and Wayne Carey.
Yes.
Duck.
And Duck just walks in and plonks himself straight in Bill's seat.
At the end.
At the end. And Bill tried to give it the whole, no, that's my seat.
Yeah.
And I thought, this will be good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See how, whatever,
how did that go?
How do you reckon it ended?
Yeah, it's his seat.
Duck on the ground. Oh!
No, I imagine, Bill, the nice thing about the duck coming in and sitting on your seat is that it'd smell of his cologne for the whole week.
Oh, magnificent.
Yeah, that'd be the nice thing. You know, really freshens up the studio.
He does smell nice. Hey, you know, you two are both dressed identically.
What
you got khaki track pants on.
That's true, actually.
You got black hoodies on.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's going on here?
Oh, my shoes are white. That's the only difference.
Yeah, I know. But look at you. Why are you dressed so...
We're on trend, I think.
I guess that's
point.
What it is, mate. Yeah.
No, you're not.
That's what it is.
You're from Nambi or Nimbi or whatever. And
Nimbi?
No idea. Yeah.
Not mate. In my backyard. Is that where I'm from, Nimbi?
Why are you dressed identically?
Nambi, Nimbi.
Why? I want to know what's going on here.
With the fact that we're dressed in normal clothes.
No, you're not.
It's a hoodie, which everyone wears
black
pretty much
hoodie,
these days.
It's a black hoodie. Khaki
pants.
Yeah.
It's not right. That's
well, what are you wearing today?
I'm just looking good. In my khaki sweatshirt.
Yeah, I mean, you can certainly see every contour of your body.
Yeah.
It's an interesting choice.
Man boobs.
Yeah, it's very nice. You really get the outline of the nipples through that one, Bill.
It's
a real great look.
It horrifies us every day.
Bill, you were talking about Ross Noble.
Yes.
And I first met Ross Noble in 1997 or 98, like first year of the Melbourne International Comedy Roadshow. If people don't know what that is, they take some acts from the festival and they travel all over Australia doing gigs, taking the regional areas.
Yep.
This was the very first year of it. And so I toured around Australia for 6 weeks in like a Tarago with Ross Noble.
Ross.
And there was like... He's a prankster. He's an adventurer.
Is he?
That's what he's like in his real life. So this is the olden days, you've got to remember.
Good old days.
Before 9/11 is very important to this story.
Right.
So we are at the Townsville airport.
Townsville.
And Ross goes missing.
No.
Ross goes missing. And we can't find Ross anywhere at the Townsville airport. So we just go, okay, well, we'll go and get our luggage.
Yep.
And then we'll try to find Ross when we can find Ross as soon as we get the luggage. So we're there waiting for our luggage. There's an army base up there. So where there's also a whole bunch of army blokes, you know, just standing around waiting for their luggage as well.
Oh, no.
Anyway, out comes on the conveyor belt, wrapped in bubble wrap.
Oh, no.
Ross Noble.
No.
He has gone back, like, out the back. Just wandered out the back. He's asked, he was, like, told people who he is. Yeah. He's, like, got someone to wrap him completely in bubble wrap and then just come out on the rotisserie as if he'd, like, sent himself in luggage up to... And these army guys are just staring at this.
What's going on?
What is going on? So if you think he's weird when he comes in here,
no,
he's also like that in the real world.
Wow.
He bought an army tank. Did he tell you about that?
No.
Yeah, you saw on his property, he just wanted a tank. So he bought a tank.
No way.
He also, I believe, dug a tunnel between his main house and the guest house so that he could send someone over to the guest house, like so he'd meet you at the front door of his house.
Yeah.
And then he'd go, oh, yeah, now go over to the guest house and I'll see you. And then he'd get in the tunnel, run over and appear in the guest house when they, I believe that is true. I have heard that is true.
He is weird. He's weird, Jim. He was.
Well, you're a star. Great seeing you, mate.
Thank you, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Do you reckon I'd get anything right?
No.
We had a campaign launch the other week. Now it's time for an update.
Vote one for Jim's traffic party.
So we did the campaign launch and ripped into five things that are inexcusable on our roads.
Yes.
So what happens then is people jump on social media at James Brayshaw, if you want to direct to me or to the Rush Hour is.
Triple M Rush Hour.
And they a couple of indictable offences, some nominations.
Oh, good.
First one came from Sandy, who lives down in Dromana. Indicate when you're on a roundabout, for God's sake.
Yeah.
How is anyone meant to know when you're turning off the bloody thing if you don't indicate? Fair enough.
If you're going straight through, you don't.
Well, Bill, there are four exits. So if you're on the turn somewhere, you've got to get off somewhere.
So you go left there, but if you're going straight through,
you need to indicate wherever you're
turning off. No, not if you're going straight
well,
through.
Well, how does anyone know when you're turning off?
Because they know you're going straight through.
No, they don't.
Well, no, you're wrong.
Wherever you leave a roundabout,
you
you're
wrong.
Meant to indicate. This is Sandy, by the way. But you've got to indicate where you're going to depart a roundabout.
No.
Well, how does anyone know?
So if I'm going a roundabout, I'm going left, I indicate because I'm going left. If I'm doing a big one around, I go right. But if I'm going straight through,
okay,
I don't
so
indicate.
The person who's waiting for you to get off the roundabout.
Yeah, they know I'm going straight through.
Bill, you've got to indicate where you're going to depart a roundabout. Otherwise, no one knows.
Oh, no. What is it, Raps?
No, I'm with you. If you're going straight, you don't indicate.
You don't indicate if you go straight.
So how does anyone know you're going off then?
Well, they know you're going straight.
You're going straight. They know you're going straight through.
I think you're talking about one of the big ones like down in your way. But if you're one of these pox-ridden little ones where they've got...
No, if you're going straight
zebra
through...
Zebra crossings. How are people meant to know?
No, Jim, it doesn't give us
anyway,
stuff.
Anyway,
I'm wrong on that.
I'm quoting Sandy. So you can say Sandy's wrong if you like.
Jeez,
hey,
I'm quoting this machine. Bill is right.
I think you should indicate wherever you leave myself, especially these ones up here, where there are also zebra crossings. Otherwise, people either on foot or in a car... don't know what you're planning to do.
Let's go to the phones. Rodney, welcome.
Hey, how are you, Billy? You're 100% right, mate.
Bang. Thank you, Jim.
Mark from Cranbourne. Marco.
How are you? How are you going?
What do you think?
It's not so much a think, JB. You're right, mate. Billy's wrong. I'm a trainer assessor for heavy vehicles, ex-cop, and Billy's wrong.
Bang.
How am I wrong?
End of argument.
How am I wrong?
Yep.
If you're going straight through, you don't have to indicate, surely, Marco.
No, you've got to indicate. You've got to indicate at any intersection, at the roundabout, you've got to indicate to get out of the intersection.
So how do I indicate then?
So, Bill.
Yeah, so you're going straight into it, you're indicating left, and you go straight ahead, you're indicating left.
So, Bill.
No, you're going straight.
Mark's a cop. So what are you saying?
Ex-cop, yep.
Ex-cop. You know why? Because he didn't know the road rules.
I love that. I love that. Anyway, well done, Sandy.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. And Chris and Marty. And keep them coming, by the way. So if you've got an issue with anything that's happening on the roads,
yes,
then either with our Rush Hour.
Triple M Rush Hour.
Or at James Brayshaw, you can nominate something that you think's an indictable offence for the traffic party.
Well done. That's not bad.
Two out of one for Jim's traffic party.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tell you what, I'm feeling, and more importantly, I'm looking good.
No, you're not.
Triple M.
Big story, and I might have mentioned this in the first bit, Jim, about the American MMA fighter, Joel Bowman, who, he had a huge week, and he had some unusual reasons why he was tied.
Last fight, I was tired. I was exhausted. I'm about to launch this NFT that's going to change the fight game. And I put in 30 all-nighters before that fight. I had herpes before that fight, two outbreaks in the span of a week. I'm here. I'm healthy. Let's go. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Mate, don't know why he dropped herpes. That, but he had herpes, Jim, right, which had put him back a week or two, being busy. So I was just, we got, well, Rosemary's helped me with this one again. Some unusual injuries in sport, Jim, which you would all remember. Levi Greenwood broke his big toe when he got it caught in his tracksuit pants.
Yes.
And he twisted it walking down the stairs.
Yep.
Don't mention walking down the stairs and blowing a thong to the chief, of course.
I mentioned it to the chief.
Sharad Wellingham. Remember, he was jumping on a trampoline and he hurt himself. Nat Fyfe slipped on a suitcase in his hotel.
Yep.
Brad Johnson, or remember that one when he got hit by the golf buggy out of training?
Yes.
The poor old trainer just put flat.
Drove into him?
Drove into him, of course. Chris Lewis, the former cricketer, cricketer,
yes,
was to play against West Indies, Jim. The night before the game, Devon Malcolm shaved his head. Mm-hmm. Shaved it completely off all his hair. So Chris Lewis goes out to bowl all day in the field and gets sunstroke. I think he missed 2 or 3 days because of sunstroke, Jim, because he didn't wear a hat. Mm. A fool's head.
Yes.
Alan Donald, he couldn't play, what was it, the fifth and final cricket test against someone? Mm. We'll say England. It was England. Because a bout of gout.
Right.
Had a bout of gout. He couldn't play. And then show of actor had general... had some warts downstairs.
Bill.
Generally.
Had some general warts.
What do you call them? Anyway, warts. So there's been some unusual injuries, of course, Jim.
I'm trying to remember his name. The famous, he's a big bastard, full forward for South Australia.
Granville Dietrich
in the State of Origin games. He had to miss a game because he burnt his legs on a pizza.
And he was on a motorbike.
Push bike home because he'd had some... license issues, I think.
Yes.
So he's riding a push bike home with a pizza balanced on his thighs, and the pizza flipped and burnt his legs, and he wasn't available for selection.
I want to know if that's true.
Speaking of which, Wayne Daniel, legendary fast bowler for the West Indies, came out and played club cricket in Perth.
Yes.
First day was stinking hot that he played, and he bowled quite a few overs, and Mandingo, as he was known, had the biggest thighs I've ever seen on a man.
Oh, yes. Like,
thank you, Bill. Like, huge. Anyway, so Hose, red hot day in Perth, bowling quite a few overs in the afternoon. His ties, as he called them, rubbed together that badly that he wasn't available to play the next day.
Chafing.
He got the chafing.
Mark Scaife.
He blistered.
Wow.
The ties.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Did he hit the six at Waverley?
He did, and they went up into the box.
The West Indies box.
And there's some people celebrating up there, Bill, who probably shouldn't have been in there.
People ducking and waving. And when the camera flashed to the West Indies
three
box.
Bottle blondes were just enjoying the view.
Oh.
And then suddenly he went diving.
To Wayne Daniels, hit the six there at Waverley.
He did. Mick Malone.
I like that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A humble man who had much about which to be humble.
This headline caught my attention. I love this. Herald Sun today, page 3. You can look it up now. You ready for it, Jim?
I'm ready for it.
Chook Chucker charged.
Oh, no.
Have a look at it. Chook Chucker charged.
What?
A lady hurled a $6.99 roast chicken at another customer after an argument at a Melbourne wholesale store,
Jim. Just reading this out of the paper.
No, I'm writing it down. This is what happened. They had a little argument with a bloke in front of her, Jim. She reached into the man's trolley.
So grabbed his chook.
Pulled out the rotisserie chicken. Yes. Not just chook, it's just a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah, so a cooked barbecue chicken.
And threw it at them. The chook hit one of them, fell back onto the ground, and splat onto the floor, destroyed. So she
hit him in the head with his own barbecue chicken.
Yeah, had it in his trolley. She reaches into the trolley, throws it at him, hits him in the head, and then splat onto the floor.
Sheepers.
So hence, chook chucker charge. Yes. Hence 133353.
Right, what are we going with?
When have you been cracked in the head? Unusual. Like the chook chucker charge.
Oh, no.
Have a look at it. When have you been cracked in the head? Unusual, Jim. Read the headline.
Costco.
Don't say we're in trial, Jim. I kept them out of it. Charged her.
So, Bill, what you're asking is...
I know what I'm asking, Jim.
When have you been hit in the head unusual?
When have you been hit in the head by a chook?
Well, it doesn't have to be by a chook. Or
at a grocery store.
Just when have you been hit in the head unusual? 133353. BJ's on the line from Bendigo.
BJ.
Yo.
What's hit you in the head unusual, Beach?
Well, a lot of things over the past, but mainly we were out fishing one day, Yabby Inn on the river, and my brother's come past in another boat, and he's got the Yabby bait, a big chook, and he's thrown it, and it smacked me straight in the head.
So you also got hit in the head by a chook?
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, stay there, Beach.
He was yabbying, Jim.
He was. Craig in Carrum Downs. Hello, Craig.
Yeah, g'day, gentlemen. As soon as you mentioned the topic, I couldn't get to the phone quick enough.
Yes.
I was at Phillip Island camping with the boys at the racetrack every year for about 3 years at the Grand Prix. And one of the crew's gone for a walk around the track, and they're on that side of the hurricane fence. And Peter's gone, I don't need my backpack. And he goes, here, lads, and he hurls it over the fence. Unbeknownst to me, I've just stepped out of my tent and just copped this 30-kilo backpack straight in the scone, knocked me off my feet backwards, flat on my back. Everyone's laughing. Even I'm laughing. He's apologetic, and I just crawl back into the tent and lay down for the rest of the day.
Why do we find this topic so funny? People just getting hit in the head with stuff.
Well, a chook and a backpack.
And a backpack. Well, Dale's there in Strathmore. Hello, Dale.
Dale.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, Dale. What have you been hit in the head with unusual?
I got hit with a loaf of bread in Bay 13 about 10 years ago.
How did you get hit?
Cricket or footy? What were you watching?
I was watching cricket, when the Bay 13 moved, you know, everyone was getting a bit rowdy, and there comes a loaf of bread, hit me in the head.
Who takes a loaf of bread to the cricket, by the way?
I wouldn't have a clue.
I love that. That's funny. Yeah. Star on the line, Phil in Pakenham. Hello, Phil.
Philby.
Hey, boys. How you going?
What have you been cracked in the head with?
Well, I grew up in the West, and when my uncle came back from Kalgoorlie, he bought a couple of his miner hats back. And we're about six. Me and the neighbour's kid next door decided we'd see how good they were.
Yeah.
And we were pretending to be miners, and then we decided to test it out in each other's helmet. And it went straight through the top into my head.
What was it?
A pickaxe, you know.
Oh, no.
And then top it all off, about 4 weeks later, after I got over that, we were in his back garden, and his old man was playing. Practicing his golf swing.
Oh, no.
And I got too close to his one wood, and it clocked me fair in the forehead.
Oh, it copped a couple of blows.
So did you get stitches when the pickaxe hit you?
Yeah, I had a couple.
Oh, Jim.
It's, lucky it didn't go too deep.
Well, you are lucky.
And then a golf stick.
Maddie in Aubrey. Aubrey?
Wodonga?
Hello, Maddie.
How are you, boys?
Good, man. What's hit you in the head?
Well, on the motocross bike, going up a fairly tight track, a couple of guys behind me, I come a cropper, spread across the track, mate come around the corner, took my helmet off of his front wheel, and the back wheel went straight over the top of my head and settled my head.
No.
Did you have a mark on your head like cartoons? Not Scooby-Dooby-Doo. The cartoons, the Roadrunner and that, where he has the...
Well, I had a mark from about halfway down my back and where the back wheel locked on, up my back, over the top of my head.
Stay
and
there,
concussion
Maddie.
For the rest of the day.
Oh, Maddie Jim Aubrey Wodonga.
And we've got Jeff, I think. Have we rabbits from Hobart? Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Jim, Bill, and that other bloke, whatever his name is.
Rabsy.
What's hit you, boys, in the head?
Oh, I've got a tasty one for you, fellas. A few years back, I was doing a plumbing job, cutting into a sewer main.
Yep. Oh, no.
Cut the sewer main out. Oh, no. Standing in the trench. Next thing, I got a big plug of shit clean in the scone.
Jim.
Oh, no.
William Shatner. Wait. Jim. William.
Oh. Do you reckon anyone on any other show is rolling with this sort of stuff?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's vicroads.gov. Ah, f*** the gov.
Now,
yes,
we went Friday to the footy.
We did.
Well, I did. You didn't. You went to Crown.
That's right. I went to Crown.
Yeah. Bill had a gig.
Yeah.
Wow. At the pub.
At the pub. At
so,
Crown.
What was that gig, by the way?
Well, it's just to get people down to the pub at Crown there, which is it's called the pub.
So you're the lure.
I'm the lure. I walk around.
How are you going? Would you like a drink? And they've got the biggest screens there in the world.
We've been there. It's done a show for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Look popular.
Yeah. The shot I saw, there wasn't anyone anywhere near you.
That was be show how big the screen is.
It was be show.
That was it. I was with people there, of course. Ruby and Josh come down.
Not a person near him.
Ruby and Josh come down.
Social distancing still at the pub?
No. Oh. I had to show how big the screen was. That's that shot, if you have a good look at it. Rabbits. So anyway, good.
So you're employed to try and get people to go to the pub at Crown.
On socials, Jim, I'm an influencer.
No, you're not. You're actually not at all.
I wear Crocs and I'm an influencer.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so he goes to the pub and they pay him. Oh. Well, correct me if any of this is wrong. Yes. They pay him via a voucher. So Bill gets handed a voucher.
Yes. No, well, not there. I had to go somewhere to get it. Yes.
Yeah. And what do you just then cash that in?
No, I don't know. I haven't opened it. I just, I assume that I haven't opened it. It's a lovely package. But I had to go over to another area, to the Crown Towers, Jim, to get my voucher.
To get a voucher.
Yeah.
To pay him for the amazing work he did luring no one to the pub.
And, well, there was a... I don't think there was a lineup. You couldn't get in the joint, Jim. We sat there and watched St Kilda and Collingwood. It was great.
So Bill goes from the pub to Towers to get the voucher that's going to pay him. When he arrives, the person behind the jump has no clue who Bill is.
No, that's true.
No idea. So Bill's standing there, old fat, standing there going, right, oh, I need to get my money. I need to get my voucher to get paid.
Yes.
And she's, oh, I've got no idea who you are.
So she wanted ID.
And Bill doesn't carry a wallet.
No.
So you don't on any part of your body have driver's license or anything that resembles ID.
Just cash,
Jim. That's all he does is have cash on him.
That's it.
Which he can't use anywhere anymore.
No.
But Bill's got cash on him and nothing else.
No.
So this lady's looking at him going, well, I don't know who you are, so I'm not, and you can't prove who you are.
Well, I was.
I'm not giving you any money.
I said I'm Bill Brown.
So she goes.
Pick up a voucher.
She goes, well, how do I know you are who you say you are? Because you haven't got any ID. Mm. At which point Bill said to her, Google me.
Jim.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think I said
that. That is exactly what she said.
Well,
Google me.
So, guess what happened?
What happened?
She typed in Billy Brownless.
And?
1 second later, she goes, here you go, Billy. Here's your voucher. Because my big fat head just popped up, mate. And she's had to say, that is you. Well done there. So, though, that is true, Jim. But that was a good way to do it. That's
Google
smart.
Me.
That's smart. Yeah. Clever. Clever from Anthony William.
Talking about people... not knowing who you are.
8 out of 10.
The reverse applied to me. Remember when my car got towed?
Yes.
So I then went to the tow place.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any ID either because my wallet was in the car that had been towed.
And they wouldn't get you.
So the bloke says to me, well, Jim, you're going to have to go around to the cop shop and get a stat deck.
No, he did not.
He did. And I said to him,
said, Jim.
So I said, you're asking me to prove who I am when you already know who I am.
Yeah. That's annoying.
I know. I had to walk around to the Collingwood cop shop and get the lady to sign a stat deck that I was who I was when the bloke already knew
who
I was.
You were.
That's it.
Well, I got towed one day, and it cost you a lot. You got to pay there and then.
Bill, you get charged for towing and the fine for parking there.
Exactly.
$600.
So I'm spewing. An old mate thinks it's funny that towed me, comes up and says, "You want? Can we get a photo, Bill?
No.
Is that photo wall?" I said,
jam
go
your
and
photo
get...
up your date.
Exactly right. That's exactly what I said. Go and get stuff.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tim English has got... He's ill, Jim. Jim.
Ill, Jim.
We're joined by Nick Cody.
Hey, enjoying the radio. You enjoy it?
Mate, loving it.
Good.
Up early?
Yeah,
that keeps me out of trouble.
Bloody early. Too early, mate.
Getting up at about 4:30 in the morning.
Must be good coin.
Oh, don't know about that. It is an early start, though.
Well, and you're on with Fev, who we all know and love.
Mm.
And I understand that you went overseas with him recently.
Well, not quite overseas. It felt like it. It felt like I was very jet-lagged for a few days afterwards, hanging out with the Loosh. And I heard the morning rub, Bill. You got yourself in a bit of trouble when you went up to the Gold Coast.
All eyes are on the screen because I'm interested in the last 24 hours in the life of Fat.
Look at him. He doesn't look like
what,
Bill.
What are you doing, Bill?
Hello, Jim.
Oh!
Now, Nick, we've all done that.
We certainly have. Yes. And there's nothing better, because I've got a feeling that day those were probably the first words that you spoke.
Oh, I asked for a ham, cheese, tomato toasted and a coffee. They were the only words I said.
And then you're on.
And then I was on.
You're
and,
on air.
And well, you try and clear the throat. You try and sound up, don't
of
you?
Of course.
It's like when you go home and you've been away for the weekend and the missus is there. And you go, oh, g'day, darling. How are you?
I'm all right. Your eyes are red. You got me. Well, Fev, I'm on a radio show with Fev. And in 2020, I gave up booze for the whole year.
Yes.
Didn't have a drop of booze for the whole year to lose weight. Lost.
How much?
None weight. Nothing.
No.
And not only was it a shocking year, it was also a leap year. So I had a whole extra 24 hours to just drop a tenth of a pound. Lost nothing.
A whole year?
Whole year.
Bloody good effort.
I know. Go well, on. It clearly wasn't worth anything because nothing happened. But 2021, the first big day out was the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
With Brendan Favola, who I'd never gone drinking with. And that day I said to him, Fev, the game finishes at 2. I've got a pregnant wife at home. We've now got two kids, but I've got a pregnant wife and a two-year-old. I've got to get home. Because I've got touch rugby that night. I started playing touch rugby for some reason. I figured I haven't stretched in 15 years. Why not start running full speed for no cash?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
My hammies are gone. But Fev said, you're not making it home by 3. I said, mate, I've got to be home by 3.
Ooh.
And then I got home at midday the next day.
Yeah, you did not.
That's it.
Just a cheeky 21 hours late.
Where were you? Where'd you watch the Super Bowl?
Mate, great question. I just remember being with Fev. It was one of those great Super Bowls that you get to watch it again, and it's like the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a kid with a Bob the Builder DVD.
It is a long game.
It was massive.
It's a long game. It's a
massive day. And I promised my wife, because if you come home 21 hours late to a pregnant partner, you've got to be on the front foot, control the narrative.
Yeah.
And I was very much on up and about.
Yeah.
Luch,
yep.
I'm sorry, my bad. I'm going to give up drinking again till New Year's.
Yes.
And she was proud of that. But what she didn't realise is that I was talking about Chinese New Year's. All right, so
good.
4 days off, I was back on the source. It's the year of the mad dog.
It's so hard of getting out of that when you get home at 12 the next day.
Boy, it is.
You would have been in the dog house.
I was in a lot of trouble.
Good. I love when blokes get in trouble like that.
Do you?
Yeah, because if you get home at 3 or 4 a.m., it's okay, but not the next day.
Yeah, not the next day. It's bad when even a toddler knows you're in strife.
Yeah,
like I've been on this planet for less than 24 months, and even I can see Dad's in a bit of trouble here.
He can whip you into a vortex, Favola.
Yeah,
we had many years with him on the footy show, and my goodness. There can be times when you don't realise what's happened.
Yeah. Big drinker, can do it well. But when I was on Triple M in Brisbane a few years ago, I got to go to my first ever State of Origin. And I went out and the game finished about 9:30 at night and all the producers went home. And I said, why are you going home? And they said, well, we've got to be up at 3:30. And I said, I'll be right. I'm excited. Queensland got the win. It's my first Origin. Got home at 2. Woke up at 3:30. The show was 5:30 till 9. So I was on air at 5:30.
Mm.
And the first words I spoke... we're at 6:17 a.m.
How'd you do that?
Two co-hosts, two other co-hosts. So I know it's at Queensland, Billy. Gets you every time.
That's what it is. What is it? The sun. You get because you don't have daylight saving.
What
that's
is it? What, the sun.
Well
the other
not at State of Origin. It was a night game.
Oh, right.
Not sun. Rum.
Blame it on that.
Rum. It does rhyme.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Wouldn't know poo from clay.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes.
We're asking the question, when's a mate of yours embarrassed you by making a fool's head of himself?
Well, I've got one. A mate of mine was president of North Melbourne. You might remember this, Rabsy. And used to sit in a box on his own, like a flog.
Mm.
Then he thought he'd go down and sit with the cheer squad. So all the cameras were on him. And all he could say is, like, I'm normal. I'm one of the boys. I'm a man of the people, which is not right.
Supporting
you are not.
The cheer squad,
no,
I was.
You hated it.
Once
you hated
a year,
being there.
Magnificent people that cheers.
You hated it.
Do you hit any button?
I'm not hitting
don't
any
even
button.
We got no, Jace on the left. Line.
Well, I'm just saying,
from,
Hobart.
Don't even think about it. No. Jace from Paran. Hello, Jace. I'm telling you, do not even think about it. Hello, Jace.
Jace.
Hey, boys. James, Billy, how are you?
What's happened to you?
2010 grand final, managed to find our way down into the rooms after the Pies won the flag.
Yes.
Couple of mates. One of the boys carrying on like a pork chop, much like Bill, drinking Crown Lagers like they were going out of fashion, making it all about himself.
Yep.
Sure enough, got a tap on the shoulder from the big prez, Ed.
Ooh.
Came over and just whispered in his ear pretty firmly, celebrate, don't dominate. And then, surprise, about 10 seconds later, we're all asked to leave. And,
haven't let him out.
Good word. Celebrate, don't dominate. Oh, that's not bad.
Well, you could listen to him. Stay on the line there, Chase. Jono's in Windy Hill.
Hey, Jono!
Oh, g'day, Skinny. How are you, mate? I'm JB.
Is that me?
Yep. So I basically, my mate went on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire quite a few years ago.
Yes. Yeah.
And on his application form when he got on, he said, oh, when I went overseas, I used to tell everyone I was a croc hunter from the Northern Territory just to try and get the ladies.
Yeah.
And so Eddie asked him about it, and he gets up out of his seat like an absolute clown and does his whole demonstration on how to handle a croc. And then Eddie Maguire just goes, well, that's the biggest croc I've ever heard, and asked him to sit down. And then
how'd he go?
He was one question off $100,000, but he's just one of those. He's just one of those people. He's just a massive flog. And then a few weeks afterward, always go out and everyone would recognise him and be like, "Oh, you're that guy on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire." And every time he'd ask the question, he'd just be an absolute, make himself an absolute idiot on TV. But
what was his name? Himself,
Well, the moral of the story, it's actually me. But...
Jono!
Jono!
Oh, good on you, Jono.
I like it.
Yeah, well
stay
done.
There,
well
Kath, done. In Hawthorne. Hello, Kath.
Oh, Catherine.
Yes. Hello.
Have You're someone on embarrassed here. You, Kath?
Oh, well, yes, it was actually my husband.
Oh,
we were invited to a fancy dress party, and he decided to wear a very skimpy Tarzan loincloth. And little did I know that he had gone and bought himself a even skimpier little black G-string and put that on underneath this loincloth. And on the dance floor, someone decided to take the loincloth off him and dack him, and the G-string came off at the same time.
The 8 day it didn't.
It was very embarrassing, and still get a lot of laughs from it.
Kathy was swinging in the breeze.
Yes,
he certainly was. He was certainly doing that.
That would have been embarrassing, or maybe not. We don't know.
Well, I think he actually quietly loved it.
Well done, Kath.
Stay on the line. Trev's in Trentham. Hello, Trev.
Trev.
Yeah, you know who embarrassed me and the entire Rush Hour family. It was you, fat. It's Todd from Bow and Andrew. And credit where it's due. Good win for the Cats.
Yes.
And then afterwards, the rooms are empty, bare bones staff, essential employees only. Then who do I see? The stupid head of old Bins Brownless in the dusty pink triple XL Gazman. And then you somehow wrangled your nuffy brother in there too. Brian Myers couldn't get his bloody mum in there. Yeah, Blair Brownless gets some cameras on. And while I've got your Bins, it's a Bintervention for you. I saw you on Front Bar.
Yes.
Good to see you rolling out some fresh original gear, by the way. Just the next time you tell the retirement story, which I've heard 9 times, it's a manila folder, you smack off manila. You can't get chocolate and strawberry ones, you fool. Anyway, good to see the Conan going well. Good to have a number 16 from Geelong putting his head over it.
Just like me. Piss off.
He's gone.
And it was Ralph Lauren shirt, by the way. It wasn't Gazman. It was Ralph Lauren.
XL Gazman.
I have got some
intervention.
I have got some Gazman gear, but it was a Ralph.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, he's a flog.
Gets the better of you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What sort of garbage is this?
That's radio craft. Bill. A1.
Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
In Thailand for a week.
Oh, Gaff?
No.
Not with Gaff.
Not with Gaff. Right. Never ran into Gaff.
Good.
I'm there with Lisa, of course. Awesome. And we went to the Intercontinental, which was about half an hour from the joint we were staying at.
Yeah.
Because Lisa had heard that they had the best wellness spa on the island.
Wellness?
Yeah, because the Thai massage is world famous, of course. And obviously when you have them in Thailand, and the invoice is reasonable.
Is it?
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. But,
it's a fair dinkum massage.
Well, proper. We get there and the lady asks, after we've worked out what we're having, the lady asks if we want the massage together or separate.
Oh, Jim.
Together. So, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
Now, Bill.
Don't be an idiot.
He's such an idiot.
I'm imagining.
Look at the stupid head on
it. I'm imagining.
The beds are about a metre and a half apart. And, Bill.
You're both nude.
We started with the full body scrub.
But you've got no clothes on,
no,
both
No, you've
of
got
you.
These stupid hospital undies.
Oh.
They're, like, hardly bloody worth putting on, but they're Anyway, full body scrub. Yeah, ever had one of them?
I can't say I have, Jim. No, full body.
They basically, you ever had one, rabbits?
Yes, I have. In Thailand,
they rub sort of sandy soap all over you. Yeah, rough soap.
Exfoliate.
The whole body.
Whole body. Well, pretty much the whole body. Right. So that, Bill.
Yeah.
That, and it was taking me 54 years to have one of them. It was unbelievably good. Oh, real good.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is where it gets slightly interesting.
What's happened?
Finished the scrub.
Yeah.
And then at the back of where this amazing place was, actually it was beautiful. Oh, they had this Roman sort of shower bath set up.
Oh.
Beautiful. Huge, great big shower head times two, and then huge bath, and it was a beautiful place. Lady goes out the back, starts running the showers. So I hear them thumping away. Yeah. And then she comes in and she said, right, you need to go and get under the shower and get rid of all of the scrub so you can come back and start the whole massage.
Both of you.
So, Bill, look at the head on it.
No.
Look at the stupid head on it.
Yes.
Well, this is where it gets interesting.
Right, you can see his brain.
I can see what's...
So under the shower, I'm getting the soap off.
Nude.
Well, that stage you're nude, Bill. Yeah, you've taken those stupid underpants off. They give you another set to put back on.
In your partner.
So Lisa's a metre away under her shower. Bill.
Don't tell me you.
Fair to say... One part of my anatomy responded. But Bill.
No, Jim.
Bill, it's a very rare scenario.
Very rare indeed.
We've been together 8 years.
Yes.
I'm not sure how many times we've been in the shower at the same time.
Nude.
Well, Bill.
Jim.
I'm finished.
Don't tell me.
Bill, I'm finished in the shower.
Don't tell me.
And we've had to get sort of dry and then put those stupid underpants back on to go back and resume the massage, Bill.
Oh, no, Jim.
And Bill, these beautiful Thai ladies, aren't they, Rabs? Yes. Standing there with the sheet ready for you to walk back out and then you lie down and, Bill.
You pole vaulted. Oh,
Bill.
Jim.
I'm trying to put these stupid bloody plastic undies on. They're barely covering anyway.
Yes, they would.
And Bill.
Yes.
Oh, no, Lisa is pissing herself laughing. She thinks it's the funniest thing ever. She's out there going, babe, come on.
Come on.
Ready to resume the message.
And you're just taking your time.
Bill, very, very embarrassing it was.
Jim. Which gives me an idea for a phoner, Jim.
What?
Yep. I've got an idea for one.
Phone topic.
Yep.
What's that?
When have you cracked a fat?
Unusual! No, yeah, Jim! No.
They'll come for it! They'll come for it, Jim!
No.
133353, it'll work!
We're getting
When have you cracked
No, Bill, we are not doing that.
Crack one
no, Bill.
Covers.
But,
like one of those marquees.
Pakistani marquees.
Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
That's truly horrific. This is Billy's Joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session.
Oh, Jimmy boy. My grandpa.
Yes.
Started walking 5 miles a day when he was 60, Jim.
Right.
Now, he is in his 90s, and we have no idea where he is.
Oh, no. He's put a bomb in there just to give it a little bit more juice. Haven't you?
Oh, no, there's not the F-bomb in there. You're right. No, we just gave it some juice because it'll get plastic.
That is cheating.
Poor old Gramps. I don't know where he is. Just took off.
Just started walking.
30 years ago. 5Ks a day. Might be in. Switzerland.
Using a bomb to help your joke. Yes.
Hose would have gone with the plastic too. She likes it.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off air if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR. I feel good.